Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, my people? It's your lady, Kendra Justine, checking in with you on this lovely Wednesday afternoon. I hope y'all have been having a good week. Tonight, we're expanding on last night's episode, and we're moving beyond the law of attraction. So tonight's episode is called Beyond the Law of Attraction, Part 2. Last night, I gave you a little bit of background information, but tonight, I want to go ahead, hop in there. I'm going to start back at 1, and we're going to go all the way to 9, all right? What I want y'all to understand is that these are the 9 axioms or the 9 universal principles of Tahuti, also called Thoth. Tahuti is a god. Well, people view them as a god, but really, they just all represent spiritual principles. But Tahuti comes out of ancient Kemet. You may also know these principles by the name of the 7 Hermetic Principles, which came out of Greece, but they got the 7 Hermetic Principles from Tahuti. So that's why I like to say we're talking about the universal laws of Tahuti, okay? So let's hop right on into it again. We first started out by talking about the principle of mentalism. All is mind. The universe is mental. That is what the whole 30 Days to Success Challenge has been about, okay? Everything completely in your mind. So we understand that what we think about is reflected in our own reality. I want y'all to really think about that because that's a big one, and that's probably why it's first. But everything that you're experiencing is a direct result of your thoughts. Okay, so a lot of people feel like things are happening to them. This is true. Look what they're doing to us. And I'm not disagreeing with you. But what I want you to contemplate and understand is that there are several different realities that exist on this planet. All is mind. The universe is mental. All of us are many universes within ourselves, okay? The whole universe is just like a mind, all right? So that's the principle of mentalism, which you can think about it as the law of attraction. Let's move on to 2, the principle of correspondence. As above, so below. As below, so above. As without, so within. As within, so without. So it's the microcosm and the macrocosms, okay? If you can understand different principles, I mean, the universe was created. What did it say? First, there was the Word. The Word was with God. God was the Word. You see what I'm saying? So everything that's above, so below. I gave y'all the example yesterday about all of our men have the spirals in their heads when they got the low cuts. You look out, you see the universe. The Milky Way has the same spiral. All right, so there are just certain principles that can be applied that you may understand here on this plane, and it works the exact same way in other areas of the universe, okay? That's the principle of correspondence. The principle of vibration. And I'm running through these first few because I already went over a lot of these principles, okay? So I'm just running over these, and then I want to get into more details about the ones that I didn't get to touch on yesterday, all right? The principle of vibration. Nothing rests, everything moves, everything vibrates. That just goes back to energy is neither created or destroyed. Anything that you can touch, all solid things around you right now is vibrating. The more denser objects are vibrating slower. Then you have other objects that you have other things that you can't even see because they're vibrating so fast. One thing I do want to point out is you ever realize some people are like, well, I saw an alien, I saw this, I saw that. And other people are like, I didn't see anything. I was there that same day and I didn't see anything. Well, that's because everybody's not receptive to all vibrations, okay? So even, you know, so that's a big one. Everything vibrates, okay? Everything has vibration. And just think about that in terms of yourself. What I do want to say about vibration, you know, on a level that all of us can relate to, you can think about it in terms of emotion. the highest vibration that there is unconditional love, okay? And the lowest vibration is hate. So those are two totally different vibrations, all right? Vibration is everything. Vibration has a lot to do with the law of attraction. And really all of these principles when used together really kind of is what the law of attraction is, you know, according to The Secret. It's putting all of these things together. Now, I believe I talked about this one last night too, but we're going to go into this again. Number four, the principle of polarity. Thing is dual, okay? So everything has poles. Everything has its pair of opposites. Like and unlike are the same. Opposites are identical in nature, but different in degree. Extremes meet. All truths are but half-truths. All paradoxes may be reconciled. So everything has opposites, and I do remember talking about this one last night, okay, because I gave you the example about the temperature. Negative 100 degrees and 100 degrees, those are the same thing, but just different aspects of it. A true alchemist, okay, which is what an alchemist does is changes things from something that they don't want to something to what they do want. So when you think of alchemy, you can think about it in terms of the mind. And I do this all the time. You know, sometimes I may wake up, might have been off my game, might not have went to sleep on the right note, you know, and I'm like, man, I'm just not feeling the day. But I catch myself, and I realize that my whole day does not have to go like that. I can change it if I change my thoughts, if I change my mentality. So with this principle, you can do mental alchemy. You take negative and you turn it into positive. Why? How can you do that? Because it's one coin, just two different sides. So you can flip that coin and get it on the side that you want, okay? So everything is dual. That's big. Just know that if you're feeling down, you're like, you know, nothing's working out for me, all of this type of stuff, you can change your attitude. You can change your perspective. Everything flows like that. Even when you think about sound waves, any kind of waves, think about a wave, it goes up and down, up and down, up and down. So each wave, that's one wave, but it has two different aspects of it. It has a lower aspect, then it has the higher one. So everything goes like that, all right? Now we're getting into number five, okay? I didn't talk about this last night, so I'll get to spend a little bit more time on this. The principle of gender. Gender is in everything. Everything has its masculine and feminine principles. Gender manifests on all planes. So, with the principle of gender, there's just a war going on planet Earth. Men can't stand women. Women can't stand men. Men don't understand women. Women don't understand men. And men and women are running around thinking that we're completely just different. Now, what I would say about that is, of course, the masculine aspect represents itself different than the feminine aspect. But what everybody needs to understand, the most macho man and the most feminine female, okay, men all have the feminine aspect inside of them as well. It might be latent, but it's there. And all women also have the masculine aspects inside of them. It might be latent, but it's there. You can see the principle of gender throughout the universe, even in plants, animals. Think about negative and positive, you know, when you're talking about protons and electrons. So they're complementary to each other. And when we really start working with the principle of gender and understand it and respect it, we'll have a lot more harmony, a lot more balance. Neither one of them are better than the other. Feminine is not better than masculine. Masculine is not better than feminine. They're both needed, okay? And when you bring the two together, that's when you truly get that balance. So the principle of gender is a big one. Number six, the principle of rhythm. Everything flows in and out. Thing has its tides. All things rise and fall. The pendulum swings, manifests in everything. The measure of the swing to the right is the measure of the swing to the left. Okay? So I want to stop here for a little while because we're on this journey. We're manifesting things. We're like, man, things are perfect. I'm on a roll. And then all of a sudden, maybe things stop. Maybe, you know, your manifestations aren't working out for you, or at least you're like, well, it's not working how I thought. Or your business was doing great. It was booming. And now all of a sudden, it's like crickets on the phone, you know, to the point where it's like, okay, I have to lay some people off or something because I don't have any work for them. That's just the principle of rhythm, y'all. No nation, even when you think about Kemet, when you think about all the great things that we did for centuries, okay, eons, everything falls. Everything rises and everything falls. That's life. The tide comes in and it goes out when you're talking about the ocean. If you take a necklace and you swing it back and forth, it goes left and right, left and right. So that's just it. People sometimes get suicidal or can actually commit suicide because they don't understand the principle of rhythm. So when things start going down for them or negative or not the way that they want them to go, they feel like, oh my God, it's me, I'm messing up. Why is this happening? Why does this keep happening to me? When in fact, that's just part of life. That's just part of the laws of the universe. So there's nothing wrong with that. That's just how it works. But something I always love to say to myself, especially in those times, this too shall pass. So when you're talking about the principle of rhythm, that's what I want y'all to take home. This too shall pass. And that means the good times and the so-called bad times, okay? But we should be grateful for that. Because if we was always just having a good time, we'll probably be the most bored people on the planet. People wouldn't even watch a movie if everything was always going well in the movie. They'd be like, what was the point? Like, everything was cool. There was no suspense. There was nothing. We have to have opposites, y'all. That's how everything is defined, through its opposites. So the principle of rhythm, there's just cycles for things, all right? And I also want y'all to know, just real quick, you can also go to KendraJustine.com. KendraJustine.com/live is where you can find all of my blog posts, okay? I have a blog post about this, actually, and I have the principles listed, and I will be going into a little bit more details on the blog just to give y'all some good examples to take home so that you can really apply these principles in your life and realize that, okay, there is no such thing as luck, but I'm actually the creator of my own reality, all right? These principles are big because if you understand it, if they were teaching this type of stuff in elementary school, you would probably be very much so on the tracks, everything that you've always desired or wanted, because you would know exactly how to go about creating that, all right? So now we have number 7, the principle of causality. Everything has its effect. Every effect has its cause. Everything happens according to law. Chance is but a name for law not recognized. Ooh, that's good. There are several planes of causation, but nothing that escapes the law. So the principle of cause and effect, you know, every cause has an effect. What we think about is reflected in our reality. That sounds like the law of attraction, you see. So that's why I say all of these principles when used together is like the law of attraction. Karma. That's what the principle of causality is about. No matter how you put it, what you do, how you flip it, karma happens, okay? I have about 60 seconds left. These episodes go by so fast, y'all. I'm going to start doing the 30-minute episodes. Let me finish the last 2 points. The principle number 8 is the principle of growth and creation. Growth is a manifestation of size altering from one point in time and space to another. Creation is a manifestation of beginning onto a specific designated point is found in the seed of thought that initiates the idea of creation. So basically, growth and creation, everything starts in the mind. You think about it in terms of a baby. Starts very small, something that you can't even see, and then it grows to be a child. 20 seconds, let me move on to the last point, the principle of breathing. Everything appears to be breathing inward. This appears to be the principle by which one acknowledges life, okay? Breathing is everything. You can live without food for a long time not breathing. Love y'all. Good night. Peace.